Welcome to the Internet Advisor. I want to thank, by the way, Mike Parsons, who is our engineer, and Logan Stantifer, who is our producer here as well. Thank you very much. And who are those people? Those are the people you'll meet when you call 800-859-0957. They'll get you lined up like Robert from Warren. We'll be talking with him in just a moment. But again, we have lines open right now. Please, please don't wait until the end of the show, which is going to be, you know, coming up at 6 o'clock. People often will just kind of wait until they get all their calls in, and the result is that we can't answer them because we haven't run out of time. So,
and besides that, it's fun to talk to Logan. She's got...
You can
just hear her smiling when you talk to her.
Indeed you can. Okay, 800-859-0957 is the number, and that's for any question you may have about your computer, about your network at home, or any other device that you're using. Let's go to Robert from Warren. Robert, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Hello.
Hi, sir. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. My wife works as a nursing assistant, taking care of elderly people,
mm-hmm.
and she oftentimes works the midnight shift when everybody's asleep.
Right.
Well, she thought they had Wi-Fi in the house, and it turns out they don't. I bought her an iPad, and what I'd like to know, is there a service available that is for, like, iPad only? I just want to be able so she can watch her YouTube videos and stuff.
Sure.
So do you have a cell phone-enabled iPad, or is it just, is there not a cell plan?
It can run off of a cell phone because sometimes one of her coworkers has a cell phone and she can tap into that.
Okay, yeah, but what Gary's asking is, see, you could buy iPads with actually have a little cell phone inside of them, mm-hmm. or it's Wi-Fi only. And it sounds like your wife's might be Wi-Fi only.
It might be.
Okay. And if your wife had a smartphone, you can purchase a plan that allows you to set up a personal hotspot on your phone, and that's what your wife's doing with
her friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what company do you use for internet at home or for watching TV at home?
Well, I use WOW at home.
Okay. And do you have a cell phone plan?
No.
You don't?
I don't think WOW has a cell phone plan.
No, but do you have a cell phone plan? Like, do you
have a smartphone? No, I don't. I use a track phone.
Okay.
I hardly ever use a cell phone.
And your wife obviously doesn't either.
No, she doesn't either.
Really? I mean, you would think that your wife, being a nurse's assistant, would want, and she's traveling a lot, would have a cell phone capability.
She does. She has a track phone also.
Oh, a track phone. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the only thing I could think of, Gary, is the personal hotspots that you can get.
They're what, $25 a month?
Yep.
And
what companies are those?
Well, you can get them through Verizon. You can get them through AT&T.
You might want to go to Sprint or
T-Mobile.
Or T-Mobile, because they're going to be a little cheaper, I think.
Right.
So you ask for a personal hotspot?
Right. You'll ask for that device.
Okay.
And it acts like a cell phone.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
And it's a little smaller than a hockey puck or what used to be the size of a pack of cigarettes. It's half the size of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, I've seen ads on TV for that.
Yeah,
I didn't know what they were.
Yeah, a friend of mine has one of those, and he got his, I think, from Verizon. And, you know, cost him X amount. I think, boy, it's $50 in this. It used to be
$50, but
I think it's come down.
Now, the other thing you could do is, if you did get her a smartphone, then you could set up a hotspot for free on the smartphone and just use the smartphone data.
Okay.
But you've got track phones and, you know.
So you'd give up your track phone and then use the... Mm-hmm.
Right, I understand.
But for her right now,
It'd be
almost cheaper to do that.
It would be cheaper,
you know,
I think.
You're right.
Yeah, but with the plans they have right now and the competition going between T-Mobile and AT&T and Verizon, you can get a smartphone, unlimited data, for $40, $50 a month.
You don't have to buy the latest one.
You don't need the latest. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
so,
that's
and what a lot
idea.
Of people do is they go to their Costco, Sam Club, Best Buy, and they purchase the phone there, and they activate it through their a carrier and get a plan that way.
Yep.
That way they're not paying the full price of the phone, and they're not paying it over the life of your 2-year
that's
contract.
Right.
And since she's already got the iPad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you set up the hotspot on the phone, and then when you're not using it, then she can just turn the hotspot off.
Right.
But when she wants to use it, it'll just go through the phone, and you'll be able to use it as a phone also.
Yes,
it used to be that they would try to stick you with extra charges, but
yeah,
I know with
not now.
I have AT&T, And my wife Ginny uses it quite a bit. She'll hook it up to my hook it up to my phone, and she can run her laptop through there, and it works very, very well. Okay, Robert.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir. Hope we can help her with those, that midnight. That is really
both my kids have Wi-Fi enabled or Wi-Fi only iPads, and they do it with their phone if they have to. But they use Wi-Fi is becoming so prevalent.
Yep.
You know,
the reason I ask about the cable providers is that Comcast has their Xfinity.
That's right.
And they have, you can hit any Xfinity hotspot anywhere you can connect to. And
that's right.
Nothing.
If the neighbors happen to have Xfinity, but if he's in WOW territory, there might be, might not do that.
Okay, the number again, 800-859-0957. Let's go to Judy in Franklin. Judy, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Fellas. Thank you. I have a Vista operating system on my computer and got a really fatal-looking kind of message on the last Google search talking about Google's no longer going to support updates for anybody with Vista and XP coming April. And I just wondered, is there no other option but to have download Firefox as an alternate? You know, I'll only have Yahoo.
Well, we got a couple things getting tangled up here. First of all, Microsoft will no longer be supporting, doesn't support XP or Vista.
Yep.
Right.
Those are operating systems.
Vista is losing support, I think, in April.
Yeah. So those are operating systems. Okay. Keep it on one side.
Message isn't from Google.
No.
I'm a little concerned about that message, because that message may be from somebody who's trying to dip into your pockets.
What it may be is Microsoft is pushing security updates to all the operating systems. And if you haven't noticed the TV ads or people that haven't upgraded to Windows 10, they are being bombarded by Microsoft saying you must upgrade to Windows 10 or really should upgrade to Windows 10.
What they're really trying to do is
with a Vista system.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that whole installed base out there of old computers, old operating systems, Microsoft is saying, you know what, they're not secure.
Yeah.
You know, give it up and go get something. And it's relatively inexpensive to get. Mm-hmm. A number of different ways you can go about it, but, replacing
really don't
the Vista.
This is not a Google thing at all.
No, I don't think so. No, no.
Oh.
But you might want to still listen to it. I don't know what if you can afford to spend $300-$350, but to upgrade, you'll like it, first of all, because it'll be a lot faster, but it'll be secure.
And if you want to stay in the Windows platform, there are a number of vendors out there that were and are providing Windows 8.1 and Windows 10 tablets for between $100 and $150.
I was just going to say,
right.
Ed,
I was at the
Microsoft store, and this is even better than tablets. I was at the Microsoft store in Somerset, and this was now a while back, closer to Christmas. It was after the New Year. They had laptops in there for $200 and $300 with touchscreens.
Mm-hmm.
Running Windows 10. Now, they didn't have huge hard drives, but they were the basics. Like, Judy, I don't know what you do on yours, but if it's just like...
Everything.
Okay.
It's my CPU. I have it hooked up to the printer. I have a...
Okay.
Yeah, I need a keyboard. I don't do well on those little laptop keyboards. Yeah.
So you know what you might want to do? Micro Center is at $14 and $75.
I'm aware.
And that might be the best, although you could go to a Best Buy, or you could go just to Amazon online.
But
but you could get them relatively inexpensive. And the reason that we're suggesting that you upgrade, first of all, again, it'll be faster and
safer,
but it's mostly safer. Right?
Well, yeah, and because she likes a desktop, and you really want to skip the Windows 10. Mm-hmm. You want to skip the Windows 8 and go right to Windows 10.
That's right, and you can get it $200.
Right. I mean, get a desktop computer running Windows 8 unless I had a touchscreen monitor.
Go right to 10. Yep.
Okay, Judy?
That's probably not what you wanted to hear.
Anyway, we're going to put you on hold so we can talk with you a little bit during the break, all right? And for the rest of you, phone numbers available, 800-859-0957. Give us a call. Some lines are open right now for you at the Internet Advisor. Thank you for joining us here on the Internet Advisor, and regularly on from 4 until 6 today. We were on a little later because of the basketball game, but glad to be here in any case.
Well, we did the podcast and that's our right. affiliate stations from 4 to 6. And
that's right. So if you want to catch the full program on Sunday night, we'll post the podcast where you'll be able to hear both hours and talk with two lovely people, a young woman from Utica who was honored at the White House for some tremendous right. work that she's done with young
a
people.
A senior in high school.
Incredible. Christina Lee was her name. And then Donna Klein, the eBay lady, was on. It's always fun to have her on talking about buying and selling online commerce. Okay, the number 800-859-0957.
And we were listening to Foster during that last commercial break, and we had a listener that called in the last segment that really has this old Vista system, mm-hmm. and Foster sounded like a salesman trying to talk her up on why she should get... I mean, if you had a grandpa that was probably older than you, right, trying to talk to you about getting a Windows 10 tab, you did a great job.
Well, and like we said, you know, it's probably... It will be beneficial for her and for anybody else that gets spammed from her if she gets hacked and they turn her machine into a zombie and then it'll spew stuff. And
you know what's interesting? I think
the rest
people,
of us won't
maybe I'm wrong, but I think people in our generation, older generation, kind of value keeping something and maintaining it well and having it work for a long time.
Yeah, it's
right?
called not Absolutely. Spending money if that's, it's not broken.
That's
right?
exactly it. And Ed, I know you repair things until the... Can't be repaired anymore.
Oh, my gosh. You should see me with this cable I had for the plow, and I just could not fix it anymore. But you know what? I'm getting to the point where I'm like, my toasters are not lasting as long as my laptops now. Yeah. I was telling Gary, I mean, I've gone through 2-3 toasters in 6 years, and I just cannot get them.
But I think nowadays, it's time to let go of that old thing that you've been nurturing along for a long time, because the newer machines that are out right now really will... There are so many things that have changed since 2008. Yeah. I was just saying to her, you know, the bus speeds, the audio, the video, it just all
you can
sort
do a
battery
lot of things, but it's a lot, just a lot faster, turns on a lot faster, the whole bit. And again, it keeps you safe.
And you don't have to clean mouse balls anymore. They have these little, you can use a stylus or a touchpad, or they have LED. They have LED mice.
I don't think you can say that on radio, but anyway.
I know. Only those of us who have cleaned them know that. That's an inside joke. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's get out to talk to our listeners. Fresca from Detroit, welcome to WJR's Internet Advisor. How are you doing, Fresca?
Good, thanks.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Okay, I don't know what happened between... The time I purchased this computer and my printer, it was working really fine with printing.
Mm-hmm.
It will not allow me to print anything. Like, for example, if I were paying a bill, and you know how you get a confirmation for the bill having to be paid, they give you the print option, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll click print, my printer will show up, and then nothing happens.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Even if I say someone sent me an attachment, an email, it's not doing anything. It won't do anything. And then it gives me a message that says you can only print from apps. I don't know what that means, but
You can only print from apps.
Yes.
Applications, Ed.
I mean, the first thing I'm thinking of is this a wireless printer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So have you gone through the manufacturer's installation, you know, when you first hooked it up? Because the first thing I would do, what version of Windows are you running right
now? Windows 8.
So I'd go in there and remove Windows 8. You go into the search bar and you type devices and printers is what I do, or just printers.
Well,
and then you remove those definitions, and then you go through the manufacturer's installation process again.
Uninstall and restall.
Basically, but you have to remove your existing definitions.
Right.
Because wireless printers, if you've had a power failure, is this a Hewlett-Packard or an Epson printer? Or
It's a brother.
It's a brother.
Yes. Yeah,
brothers
four,
are usually pretty good
one.
With this.
Yeah, but sometimes what they do is they change...
addresses.
IP addresses, right?
Right, right. And so what happens, you have to have your PC, the brother software on your computer has to rediscover where that printer is on your network so that it can print to it. So instead of and by removing the printers, you're cleaning out all those print jobs you have that are probably just stuck on your computer.
Well, I checked the queue and it wasn't anything in it. There was nothing. And by the way, maybe it'll help you to know that I recently... 2 weeks ago, I got a new modem, And then I did all, I went through the printer. I mean, I called the print, the tech at the printer for the printer, right? And so they walked me through and got it all connected with the new, I guess the modem. It has to reconnect.
And,
okay.
And it printed after that?
Yes, it printed after that.
Okay.
But at, since then, I don't know what happened. I mean, it just won't print anything.
Well, the other thing is that you may have more than one printer definition on your computer. So does more than one printer show up when you go to print?
No, it'll show. Well, hold on 1 second, because I'm sitting in front of my computer right now.
Yeah, because there might be a drop-down menu where you could change printers.
And that's why I recommend going into devices and printers. So you go, you select start, and then type in devices and printers, and then it'll show you all the printer definitions you have on your computer, and maybe the wrong printer set as default. There's several things that can cause exactly what you're describing. The other thing is what I would recommend is let's bypass all this wireless network, and if you had a $6 USB cable that plugged into the back of your printer, if you plugged that USB cable into the back of the printer, you'd be able to print. I mean, at least test the functionality and get those important print jobs out and not rely on your home networking, if you will. And and then when you're at your leisure and not in a panic because you need to print right now, whenever you hardwire that USB cable,
It'll print.
It'll print, and when you need it to, and that's what I would do. And you could pick up those cables for $6 at Micro Center or Best Buy. Don't buy the $30 ones that are gold plated. You know, because they make better contacts.
Because you don't need it.
Okay, the USB I need is what was that again? I'm sorry.
The USB cable.
Yeah, you can get them at Office Depot, Office Max, Staples. Best Buy, but they're just a USB print cable for your printer.
Just ask them for a USB print cable.
USB print cable. Now, you said it connects with the printer?
Yep.
On the printer? I don't have a port for that.
Well, it looks like a square with two little notches taken off the top, so it almost looks like the old Monopoly. I was going to say the Monopoly piece that looks like a house. You know, I don't know how else to describe it.
So the other thing that, though, if you just make sure that you do what Ed said, which would just remove the printer's definitions and then turn around and rediscover them.
Right.
Or reinstall them, actually.
Or she can go into the printer definition and select it and right mouse click and select printer properties on the printer. This is in the printer. Printers and devices and printers. You right mouse click on the printer, select printer properties, and then you have the ability to send a print job or test print directly to the printer from the Windows definition of the printer. And that way you're not relying on the apps.
So basically what we come back to is this. You can either uninstall the printer that's there right now, okay, and then reinstall it. And that's one way of dealing with it. I went through this with a couple of printers that I had. Or you can get the cable, the printer cable, the USB cable, and avoid the whole wireless nonsense.
And the same thing. Delete the printers.
Yep.
And then when you first connect that USB cable, it's going to say, I just discovered a printer. I already have software for this. I'm going to make this your default printer. It's not going to say it as nice as I sound, but it'll do something because you've already loaded the software. And it's going to realize that I already have the printer definition software, but it's not wireless this time. You'll be able to get those print jobs out. And then in the very near future, later on that day or the next day, you can work on getting the wireless working again.
Yeah. Now, Fresca, by the way, I'm just curious, quick curious question before we move on to the next caller. Why are you still using Windows 8?
Well, it came with my computer. I have an HP, and that's what it came with. And this is one of those touch. You can either do touch screen or
My question is not why it's there, but why you haven't moved up to Windows 10?
I haven't even got used to. I don't even like Windows 8, let alone something new.
But you would like Windows 10.
You will like Windows 10,
and you have 30 days to undo the Windows 10. Right. You can always uninstall it. I think if you go to Windows 10 and try it. And with the upgrade, you may prefer the interface to what Microsoft did to you with Windows 8.
Yeah, I think you may find the whole experience a whole lot better.
Because you have a start menu that's back, you have devices and printers are back, control panels back.
So let us just recommend that to you, okay? In the meantime, to think about that. Fresca, thank you so much for your call. I hope that we've helped you with that. And give us drop us an email with our contact button on the homepage, internetadvisor.net. And if you have further questions, we'll be happy to help you there. Dean from Taylor, how can we help you?
Yeah, I had a couple websites that my server that I hosted them through used to have front page extensions, and they notified me 6 months or a year ago that they would no longer be using front page extensions on their website.
Okay, hey, Dean, hang on a second. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. I hear the music in the background. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk with you offline and then take your answer back to you when we come back after the break, okay? The Internet Advisor on WJR. Back in just a moment. I'd like to remind you, by the way, folks, that if you want to get a question to us during the week, you can do that either by going to internetadvisor.net and then clicking on the contact button that is in the, I think it's the upper right-hand corner of the screen there, and you can send an email to us. Or right there on the webpage, there's a comment box, and it's usually at the bottom of the webpage. You can put in a question that you have there and send that off to us with your email address attached, and we will get back to you during the week. Ed or Cal or Shane or myself or Gary. And we'll do our very best to help you. Now, Gary, you were talking with Dean offline during the break, and Dean is with us here from Taylor. Why don't you explain what the problem was and some of your suggestions?
So, Dean, why don't you tell us what your question was?
Yeah, I had a couple web pages that were hosted by a server, and they notified me that they would no longer be supporting front page extensions on their server. Front page was the program that I was using to build my web pages.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was a Microsoft program.
Microsoft Front Page, yeah. And I was looking for something that functioned somewhat similarly to it so that I could take the photos and stuff that I already have on the web page, take them back in and redo the page and start getting my website updated.
Right.
So Front Page or Microsoft Front Page uses a system where you really create the website on your own computer, and then you FTP it up. Mm-hmm. So you transfer it up to the server. And they have extensions that allow you to put it, and they put the extensions on your in your folder. You FTP it to the folder, and then it's displayed. So there's nothing, they don't do it that way too much anymore. Mm-hmm. So what a lot of companies do, and Dean's ISP has done, is suggested to use WordPress, right? Which is right. An open source system, mm-hmm. right? Foster, you've used it.
We use that right now for ours. Yep.
And but it's a tool set. It's open source. It's free. Mm-hmm. But it's a tool set, right? It doesn't work as elegantly as Microsoft Front Page did.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was suggesting to him, and you'd have to change ISPs, but there's a whole bunch of them out there. The three biggies are Wix, W-I-X, Squarespace, mm-hmm. and Weebly. Weebly is W-E-E-B-L-Y.
Mm-hmm.
But you could go to GoDaddy. There's a bunch of others. Jimbo. Mm-hmm. J-I-M-B-O is another one. But you would go to their server, and you would have to pay them on a monthly fee. GoDaddy, I think, is like $4.95 a month, unless you want a mm-hmm. bunch of other things. You could make it mm-hmm. you know, very extensive if you wanted to right. and use a lot of their tools.
With all of them, you could do that.
And mm-hmm. I think with all of them, you can. Yeah. Yeah.
You can go all the way up to having a big commercial site. Mm-hmm.
This means leaving the server that I'm with, though, what you're saying, correct?
You would have to leave right. that server. Mm-hmm. That's why they don't give you that option, because they can't.
Well, just a moment here. Let me see what this, if you've got just a second, because there was a whole bunch of...
Well, you know, it's quite possible that his ISP will host his information if he uses a different...
I'm almost there. Website manager, okay, click. Because there was a whole bunch of different, and it says WordPress,
right?
It says
right.
Weebly, Concrete 5. There's a whole bunch of them
yes.
apparently that I can use.
Okay,
yeah. So I mean, it sounds like the ISP that he currently has will host his information, but they just won't host it and support it if he's going to continue using Microsoft Front Page.
That's right. That's
so
he has to change.
Yeah, he'll have to change how he publishes it and what tools he uses and what format it's published
That's
in.
Right.
And
what
That's
I know,
all.
For instance, what I know of Squarespace is that they tell you, just take your content, bring it over to us, we'll drop it into our forms and make it work. You know,
right.
their game is to take what you got and make it work in Squarespace.
Right.
And they go from Squarespace, it's like $5 a month all the way up to $70 a month if you want something really extensive.
Huge with commercial,
e-commerce
you know, billing.
Site.
Yep.
Right.
Yep,
and so what I would do, if you're not familiar, because you've been using Front Page forever, go to YouTube and watch demonstrations on how to introduction to WordPress, introduction to Wix, introduction to Weebly, and let them sell you on their interface. You know, that's why they put that information out there.
Okay, Dean.
What I wanted to know is, because with front page, if I wanted to put a text box, I could put text box here, put photograph here. I want to put a place where the people type in information and it emails it to me. I put this here. I put that there. And it was just simple. I could put anything, any place on the page.
Yeah, yeah. You see is what you get. And that's why so many people have stuck with that. It's coming to that point now. But, you know, trying to use front page to do that, good luck.
Yeah, and I'm sorry,
WordPage.
Yeah, WordPress.
WordPress, you can't do it.
Yeah, with WordPress, you can't do that either. But, I mean, as a matter of fact, I have.
But with Wix, the commercials, and you'll probably see some during the Super Bowl tomorrow. There are commercials right now. It says, you want a graphic box? Watch how easy this is. And they just drag and drop.
Right.
And that's why I recommended the YouTube videos. Or, you know, if you want, you could tell your wife that you have to watch the Super Bowl because there's going to be a Wix commercial and they're going to show you how easy it is to use their web interface.
But you're right. YouTube's great with it.
Okay, good luck with that, Dean. I'm going to see if we can get a couple more people before we have to stop off here.
Yeah, good luck.
From our state capital, Keith, welcome to the Internet Advisor. What can we do for you?
Well, guys, I have Windows 10.
Okay.
And for some reason, I had the apps on my screen on the desktop.
Yeah.
And a couple of days ago, 3 days ago, they disappeared. Now, usually they disappear after I use something and I double-click on the screen and they come back. Now they're not coming back.
When you say you had an app on the screen, are you talking about an icon or a shortcut? To
All the shortcuts, all the applications, shortcuts that normally appear on the desktop when you have, when you just start up with Windows.
Yep.
When you're on Windows 10 and you are looking to use something like the photos or any of the other stuff.
Yeah, and
so that you could use them or you can go on to shutting it down without a problem.
Yeah, there's like a shortcut that you put on the desktop, right?
Have you possibly, is it possible, Windows 10 supports what's known as virtual desktops. And so it's possible that you've accidentally brought your computer up or swiped over and you have a new desktop, an empty desktop. So if you hold your Windows key, and I believe, is it Windows Control and then arrow left and right, I believe. I don't have a Windows computer in front of me, but I believe, and I'm looking, I just Googled this. I should be using Bing, of course, because it's a Microsoft product. But if you hold the Windows key and the Control key, and then you use your left and right arrows, see if your desktop shows up. Because Windows, you have the ability of having an entirely new clean slate that you can pollute with icons. I'm horrible. I'm a hoarder of applications. I love having my desktop filled with my favorite icons and photos.
Me too.
And so I've used virtual desktops in the past.
Yeah, and it allows you to say, okay, when I'm in this kind of mood, I'll use these apps.
All my photos, Yeah, these are all my shortcuts.
So we're thinking that maybe, Keith, that's what happened to you, is that you are in a new desktop.
Okay, I tried it and it's not working.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, even on the taskbar, the funny thing is, unless I left click on one of those tasks, you know, like even the time or the battery function or the internet function, that's the only way I can get anything. If I left click on it, I get nothing. If I right click, I just get some information. That's about it. I don't get anything.
Oh, that's interesting.
Then I have to, like on the Windows icon down in the taskbar.
Yep.
If I left click on it, I get nothing. If I right click, then I get a whole thing like program features.
You might have a damaged mouse button. Hold on.
Yep.
I ran across this with an older mouse I had. I'm not sure if you're using a tablet and you're using the mouse buttons on the notebook, but hold on.
Yeah, hold the phone, Keith, because what we'll do is we'll try to get some more information so if we can see if we can find some solutions for you as well, okay? Thank you so much, Keith. And Tom, we'll try to get to you from Brighton as well offline after the program is over. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, next week is going to be a very special show. It's our anniversary program. And Cal Carson.
18 years. Can you believe it?
18 years. Wow. We're going to have a very special show. Hope you will join us between 4 and 6 p.m. this next Saturday coming up. In the meantime, on Sunday night, tomorrow night, we will post the podcast, which will contain both hours of the Internet Advisor, both our questions and answers, and also our guests from the first hour. In the meantime, have a great week.